And hello again, everybody, and welcome. We are broadcasting live from Chateau Elan in Braselton. Mike Salmon with you. And we're at the annual North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club Homestar Keith Howell Team Home of Hope Golf Classic. And Joan Williams is the president of the North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club. And Joan joins me now. And Joan, thank you for stopping by the Business Radio X booth here.
Thank you for inviting us to talk. We're so glad that you're here.
So tell us what's going on today here at the Chateau Elan Golf Club.
We are having an exciting golf tournament, Mike. We have 98 golfers here today enjoying this beautiful day out on the golf course. And with the whole proceeds, majority of the proceeds are going to benefit the Home of Hope. So we've been doing this promotional golf tournament for the Home of Hope for the past 3 years, I believe, and donating a large sum of money to them to help with offset the expenses for the children and the mom. So it's just a great pleasure to do that. Golfers represent people from all areas of here, business leaders, employees, just different people who love golf and love to contribute to the community.
And the Home of Hope this year celebrating their 35th anniversary,
yes.
So it's a big year for them. And I see,
yes,
Maureen's been here today, and I know she's excited about all the great work you guys are doing for the Home of Hope.
Yes, it is. It's exciting to be a part of that. And who couldn't support Maureen with her passion and the way she has revitalized that center and to bless the moms and the children and to give them a better start for a true home.
So you got everybody off this morning. They all teed off this morning. So now,
yes,
we're in that little bit of a lull where everybody's out on the golf course, so you get to take a deep breath.
Yes.
But how's it been going so far? How many golfers are out here, and how smooth has it gone so far?
It's been going great. So we have, as I said, 98 golfers who registered to play, and they're having a great time. The local Mall of Georgia Chick-fil-A donated box lunches for the golfers, so we've just delivered lunches on the course for them. And what's amazing is our Kiwanis Club is composed of 41 members, and 63% of our members have contributed financially to this golf tournament as sponsors, foursomes, different sponsorships as well. And so it's been a team effort by our Kiwanis Club members to step up. And as we do everything, we love to do it with style and with character and first class.
And a lot of fun.
And a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Of course, we want to give a shout out to the sponsors. The presenting sponsor is Homestar, the Keith Howell Team.
Yes. Yes. Keith Howell is past president of our Kiwanis Club. And when we started planning this year's golf tournament with the different sponsorship levels, and the top one was $7,500 as presenting, Keith immediately said, I want to do this. I want to sponsor. I believe in Home of Hope and Kiwanis. And so we are so thankful for Keith and him stepping up. And then we've had others pop in at different levels to do that as well. I want to also give a shout out to our legacy sponsor, and that's Jim Grant of Grant Training Solutions. Jim has been a supporter of this Kiwanis Golf Tournament and Kiwanis Club. I've been a member for 7 years, and he's been doing it longer than I've been a member. And we couldn't do it without his support. And you know, he buys lots of packages for foursomes and sponsors at different levels. And then he and Scott Snedeker at Ace Hardware.
Yep.
Scott has been so instrumental. He's a member of our club. And he brings in great items that men love and women as well, with grills and all kinds of outdoor things. And we have a raffle for those items. And it's just always exciting to see who's going to win the different items. And so Scott and Jim have also been great sponsors through the years of our golf tournament.
Yeah, I've been looking at all the stuff from Ace Hardware, all the wonderful gifts that people can win tonight in the raffle. And then you have all the sports memorabilia here as well, UGA stuff from their National Championship year. I noticed some Alabama stuff over there as well, because you have fans on all sides.
Yeah, that's true. Are you an Alabama fan?
No, I'm a Georgia graduate.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, you're giving some time to them. I applaud you for that.
Absolutely. You got Atlanta Braves, some Falcons stuff over there. So a bunch of great stuff. You're spoiling a lot of the golfers, too, because you're feeding them well, it looks like.
Yes, we are. We are. And then we'll have a nice little reception of hors d'oeuvres for them coming in as we start our award ceremony at around 3 or 3:15.
Well, you did a nice job as far as ordering great weather. Because, you know, Atlanta, it's been so hot lately and a lot of rain lately.
Yes.
Today, high of about maybe 80 or so, a little bit of a breeze. I mean, you could not have asked for better weather.
Right. We couldn't. We did a lot of praying. So we give the good Lord credit for that. But yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's cool. It's sunny. It's bright. And it's just a great day to be out on the golf course and to be out here supporting a worthy cause.
Joan Williams is the president again of the North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club. And we're at the annual golf tournament here, the Homestar Keith Howell team, Home of Hope Golf Classic. And so it's going on right now at Chateau Elan here in Braselton. You mentioned sponsors. You're always looking for sponsors. So for those that are listening now, that next year, there's opportunities for sponsorships next year, there's of course, to play.
Yes, for both of that. And then we also, may I also add some other things coming up with Kiwanis that people may be, like to know to be sponsors. The next big project will be our father-daughter dance. And this year it will be held at the Braselton Civic Center, February the 10th through the 11th. This dance was started by my brother, David Williams, about 13 years ago, for dads to show their daughters how to be treated on a date. And it's really like a prom-like father-daughter dance, a cut above, and it's just been a hit every year. And so we've grown so much, and we had to move it to a larger location, and we're excited to be in Braselton, but we're looking for sponsors for that dance as well, and then also for dads to bring their daughters, and daughters can bring their dads. It's not just for little girls. We have children coming from birth, from babies, all the way up to teenagers and college students, and then we've had some women in their 30s or 40s bring their dad to the dance.
Right.
And so it's a great way to have nice fun with your father, no matter the age.
Absolutely. Great time to bond and make some memories. No mothers allowed, just the fathers.
No mothers
and
allowed.
Their
just the fathers and their daughters, and the little girls had their dad wrapped around their finger, and delicious food, nice, clean fun, you know, with good songs to dance to. And we give red roses to the little girls when they leave, and it's just a really special time.
What father would not want to bring their daughter to that?
I know.
Where can they get information about that if they want to check into that and come?
So check our North Gwinnett Kiwanis Facebook page. We haven't actually put out any advertising on it quite yet.
Okay.
But they can also reach out to me, Joan Williams, joanw8280@gmail.com is my email, but you can look us up on Facebook.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for stopping by. We'll have to talk before the day is done to see how it went. I'm sure it seems like it's going to be just a very smooth day. Everybody's having fun. It's been a perfect day so far. I do want to give a shout out to another one of the sponsors, too, and that is someone that's done a lot to help you and get this tournament off the ground. Of course, Tyler Wendt.
Yes.
He's a realtor here with Keller Williams in town. Tyler's a great guy. The website for him is legendaryhomesales.com. And Tyler is sponsoring Business Radio X being here at the golf tournament. So we want to give a shout out to Tyler, who is probably somewhere on the golf course working. I don't think he's playing.
He's
working.
Not playing. Yeah. He's been out delivering Chick-fil-A box lunches for a little while, but he's making sure everything is going smoothly. And yes, we still appreciate Tyler and his leadership. He is the chair of this year's golf tournament, and we appreciate everything he's done for it financially as well as logistically, too.
How have you enjoyed this being your year as president of the Kiwanis Club? How's it been so far?
It's been great. I've enjoyed it so much. We just have such amazing members, and many members who've been members for 30 years, and we've got new members as well. But Kiwanis Club has existed for 83 years in Buford, and it's all about adding value to children and to families and improving the lives of children and families in every community. And so we got Kiwanis members are members who care about others and invest their time and resources into helping whoever needs help. And, you know, this club can, I say, kind of led itself. We've got great members, and it's been my joy to lead them this year. We've had a stellar year, and so many of, we had the highest amount of Vidalia onions sold this year ever. So therefore, we can give away more college scholarships next year. And that was a record breaker. We've had a great golf tournament, father-daughter dance, and so it's been an awesome year to serve as president.
Well, congratulations, and keep up the great work, and thanks
for
all you do.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, a reminder that we are broadcasting live from Chateau Elan in the North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club Homestar Keith Howell team Home of Hope Golf Classic, and we'll be here for the rest of the afternoon with the live remotes. We'll be plugging in every few minutes, so stay tuned here on businessradiox.com, and we'll talk soon on our next remote, again broadcasting live from Chateau Elan. Mike here with Business Radio X.